The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to SMB Week on the MarTech Podcast. This week, we're going to turn our attention to the little guys, the up-and-comers, the builders, and the hustlers. Each day this week, we're going to publish an episode that discusses how small to medium-sized businesses can implement marketing strategies that grow their businesses to compete with the big boys. With us today is Palmer Houchins, who is the Vice President of Marketing at CallRail, a sponsor of the MarTech Podcast. CallRail is the leading provider of marketing software to businesses that want a single attribution platform to capture the journey from visitors to leads to customers. More than 100,000 companies and agencies use CallRail's easy-to-use marketing attribution and conversion intelligence software to optimize their lead generation and improve sales. From tracking calls to website submissions, it's an all-in-one platform that takes the hassle out of reporting with a single source of truth for marketing ROI. Here's the fourth installment of SMB Week, where Palmer and I discuss the analytics of running a small and medium-sized business. All right, Palmer, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Excited to continue our conversation. We've talked a little bit about what an SMB is, what are some of the marketing tools that they should be using, how to manage a bootstrap budget. And really the takeaway here is when you're thinking about marketing a small business, you're going to be resource constrained from a time perspective, from a people perspective, and also probably from a budget perspective. So you really need to make sure that your business is operating efficiently. And to do that, you need to figure out the analytics. This seems to be something that is right in CallRail's wheelhouse. Talk to me about how you advise small and medium-sized businesses to evaluate the efficacy and efficiency of their marketing efforts.
I think as we've seen the digital marketing landscape, really that playing field level for SMBs, a lot of times we think of that as just the front end of what we're able to go out and do from a marketing perspective. But a lot of times what folks forget is just how much data we're getting on the back end now with that. Even for a small kind of local business, there's just a plethora of opportunity, whether it be on actual ad performance and figuring out how to tie that back to a lead, which is something CallRail does a great job too. But I would even say beyond that, just simple web analytics and being able to track conversions and understand which pieces of marketing are really resonating with your potential customer base is just something that I think was before, let's go back a few decades, was really only available to the big guys who had the big budgets with the huge market research resources. So I think there's a lot of lightweight analytics that even the smallest of small businesses are just going to have at their disposal right out of the gate.
I think that in a similar way to how many marketing channels an SMB has at its disposal, which can be overwhelming, there's a similar type problem where there's so many data sources now that come to small, medium-sized businesses. I work in marketing and I run a small business and it's overwhelming for me. What are some of the key questions that you think SMB owners need to ask themselves? And what are the key things that they should be trying to figure out where they won't get overwhelmed with data bloat?
Drowning in data is a real problem, either from SMBs. And you don't want a small to medium-sized marketer to focus on the wrong things. And typically, what I've found that means is folks who are just trying to focus on too many things. So what I think is really effective is to put together kind of a streamlined marketing plan of understanding if we're running these search ads, if we're running these social ads, what's our goal here? Are we expecting to see conversions on the site? Are we looking for engagement across platforms? Or is it just kind of a reach play? And then you need to sort of measure accordingly. So putting together a really portable dashboard of metrics that's kind of moving the needle for your business is something that I think is invaluable for small and medium-sized marketers there. I think it helps both to just keep focus in an environment where there's not a lot of time. I think it also helps, especially in sort of the more medium-sized businesses there, to help provide a toolkit that you can communicate value to the rest of the organization, to your manager, to your boss, to the owner of the company, to sort of make sure that they understand what's happening from a marketing perspective and how that's driving value and increasing performance across the board.
My strategy for both thinking about what the marketing priorities are should be, and therefore what the analytics should look like, would be to start at the bottom of your funnel. I'll use an example of a web-based business that's a small business. Are the people that are getting to my product pages buying things? Are people that are getting to my website getting to my product pages? What are the channels that people are using to get to my website, right? Those are some of the questions that I think small and medium-sized business owners need to focus on, as opposed to how do I optimize my Google AdWords campaign to drive incrementally more traffic for these specific keywords, right? You don't have to get to that level of sophistication. You really just have to understand, as a function of your business, how are your marketing efforts performing? Talk to me about some of the tools and resources that you think about for understanding driving conversions, nurturing, and gauging your awareness and campaign efficiency.
Well, there's so many tools out there. It's hard. You can get lost in just sort of assessing what you actually need and what can be effective. I think for starting out of the gate when we're focused on a website, the pervasiveness of Google Analytics is something that's just an easy way to start understanding, to your point of, hey, how many people are hitting my site? How many folks are getting to a product page? How many people are actually converting? There's simple, easy ways to implement that that don't require a huge amount of resources that will give you sort of a good signal on what's happening within your environment. Beyond that, I think there's some of the advertising platforms that can tie in back to whatever systems you may be using on your site or kind of back end at your business. So really understanding how those pieces tie together, I think, is the important thing for these small businesses to recognize and see the value. And with that, they can kind of expand out to areas that they may not have prioritized in the past. They may have not understood that, well, just take for example, that their blog was really meaningful in attracting first-time visitors to a site. Or any, it doesn't just have to be a blog, it could be any number of places there. But what's really important is that you have a easy to understand and relatively easy to implement solution that allows you to measure what that customer journey looks like and how it starts to take shape. Because I think a lot of times our expectations for what that should or would look like are very different in reality.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. Yeah, I think that Google Analytics is a great starter tool for understanding specifically with a website, what is actually happening, how many people are getting to my site, what's the path that they're going through, and are they getting to the end conversion that I want them to? There's also the idea that you're building in multiple different marketing efforts and campaigns. And I think that this is really where CallRail specializes. How do you understand what channels are actually making the phone ring? How do you understand what channels are actually driving form completions? Talk to me a little bit about evaluating the various marketing channels so you can understand whether they're driving efficiency.
You're exactly right. That's something that's right in the CallRail wheelhouse. If you're a small business that is spending money on advertising and that is relying on inbound phone calls, there's a number of different channels that you're probably activating on, and they may all end up in a customer calling to book an appointment or get a demo, and you want to understand how those pieces are all working together. So I think what you wouldn't have had 10, 15 years ago is a way to understand just how much more of my traffic is coming from organic visits to my website versus paid. How many folks are still just calling the number that they see off the billboard or off the sign in front of our building? And CallRail is just one way among some others that we can help those business owners really understand how their marketing performance is working and how it all pieces together. So I don't want to be as dramatic as saying it's something where it's all of your marketing in one channel is working and none is working on the other, but it helps small businesses right size their investment so that they're really providing sort of the fuel to the areas that need it and scaling back in others that aren't seeing the performance. So it's exactly what we try to solve. And there's a really great reality for owners there who have relied on inbound phone calls for so long and haven't really found a great way to kind of tie that back to digital marketing.
Yeah, I think that's what's so important to me is that it provides that single source of truth to evaluate all the different ways that your customers can convert. Sometimes they come in person. You obviously can ask them what drove you to the store. Sometimes they're going to call you on the phone. Sometimes they're going to use a web property as some sort of a form fill. And capturing all of that data and putting it into one place is going to help you understand what marketing channels are actually driving an impact. And I think that there's the sort of top part of the funnel when you're thinking about awareness and consumers are reaching multiple different channels. Hey, I saw you on Facebook, so I Googled you, and then I picked up the phone and called you to schedule an appointment, right? There's three touches right there. How do you reconcile or advise small and medium-sized businesses to reconcile the value of their marketing efforts when they're not always driving a conversions? How do you think of multi-touch attribution?
Multi-touch attribution is a bit of a minefield in that I don't even think at the highest levels it's fully been solved. But I will say, using that to sort of stitch things together, it's less trying to say, here's the one touch point that's important and you can forget about the other two. It's about evaluating how all these touch points work together. There's understanding where first touches typically happen and then maybe where last touches happen. That's helpful context for a business owner and then sort of downstream for a marketer. So I think for folks who are really trying to solve that attribution puzzle, it's less about trying to get to this definitive assigning of values there and more of this data-guided solution of how these touch points work together. And from that, you can understand what a typical customer journey looks like and how your marketing program might respond to that and how you should kind of invest in that accordingly.
Are there any tools? Obviously, CallRail is an important one to understand what's driving the conversions. We mentioned Google Analytics. Are there any other analytics tools or platforms that you recommend small to medium-sized businesses take a look at to see if they're the right fit for them?
A lot of evolution sort of happened in that space, and there's a number of more specialized solutions that have popped up, and there's a lot of tools that have popped up for different types of businesses. If you are driving retail traffic, that's very different than if you're running, let's say, a law practice. So looking for analytic solutions that may have been custom built for different verticals is an area where I would encourage folks to see what's out there. But by and large, I think you can get started out of the box with something like GA, as well as CallRail and a few others, that it's not going to require dozens of pieces to your tech stack to really get to the first part of that.
At the end of the day, when you're thinking about analytics, it's very similar to the tool set and marketing channel discussion we had. You need to right size for your business. So starting off with Google Analytics and only looking at a few metrics, what are the channels that are driving traffic? What's the conversion rate to your key pages? How many people are actually purchasing or filling out your forms if you're doing a B2B type business? setting up your few KPIs to understand what's happening, understanding which of the marketing channels that you're paying for are actually driving the most value so you can optimize your spend. That's kind of where CallRail comes in as well. As you start to think about multi-touch attribution, honestly, most of the time for small to medium-sized businesses, that can be too much to handle. And there is a never-ending list of ways that you can cut and segment your data. You should be a data-driven business, but you have to right-size and not get lost because there is so much data that can come to businesses of all size. It can be overwhelming and you really can waste time, waste your valuable time. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Palmer Houchins for joining us. If you'd like to hear more of Palmer's tips for improving SMB marketing efforts, we're going to publish the last episode of SMB Week tomorrow. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and check back with us tomorrow when we discuss how to build and grow customer relationships when you're a small or medium-sized business. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to get in touch with Palmer, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His company's handle is CallRail, C-A-L-L-R-A-I-L, or you can visit his company's website, which is callrail.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests. You can subscribe to our once a week newsletter. You can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you could always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is BenJShap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back on your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit IHearEverything.com.